last night, the Democratic Party of Hawaii gathered to discuss the future of cannabis in our state. The debate over decriminalization, the national movement toward legalization, and the status of our state's dispensaries were some of the big issues on the agenda. We asked party chair Tim Vandeveer for a summary of the 420s forum, and he joins us now. Good to see you.
Hey, how's it going, Beth? I'm so happy to be here.
Nice to have you here. So what was the big purpose behind the forum yesterday, aside from the fact that it was 420?
Well, broadly speaking, it was to get together to have a discussion, to talk about one of the pertinent issues of our times, and that is cannabis, legalization of marijuana, part of our platform is the Democratic Party, and provide our members and some of our elected officials a chance to get their thoughts out, to educate themselves, and find out more about what's currently going on both at the state and the national level. We felt it was timely because of the fact that Congresswoman Gabbard had introduced some measures at the federal level, and also there were sort of concurrent things happening at the state level that were headed in the same direction.
You mentioned that it's part of the platform. Do people really understand that that is part of the platform?
I think the folks that have been involved with the party for a long time, you know, this is a document that our members have come together over decades to put together and reflect our values. The drug policy portion is very short, which is kind of odd for a document of its kind, especially one in the Democratic Party. We tend to be pretty verbose. But it just basically says that we support the legalization and regulation of marijuana and cannabis derivatives.
In moving in that direction, we've seen other states jump ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, we could have been out there first with that, but with other things, as we've seen, we kind of lost our edge with that. How do you see the state progressing forward from what you heard last night in the understanding that this is absolutely part of where the party sees itself?
Well, first and foremost, this was part of a series of discussions. We've held discussions just this year on topics ranging from women's rights and the Equal Rights Amendment to health care, to immigrants' rights. And so being that it was fairly timely in 420, of course, we decided to have it now, to talk about this now. But this is the first, I think, in many discussions on this subject in particular, especially in anticipation of next year's session, hoping to make some progress here. Some of the things I heard last night that I didn't know is how successful legalization has been in other states where it's regulated and raising tax revenue for things like education, another cornerstone of the Democratic Party platform. Another thing that we discussed was the fact that, you know, going into this session, there was a lot of discussion, but there was still sort of a lot of taboo around marijuana. And that's part of the purpose behind holding it. But
is that taboo falling away?
It seems to be. It seems to be. If you believe the polling, it certainly seems to be. And we're hoping the more we can talk about it, the more we can talk about bold action in general, the better it's going to be for our party, for our state, for our country, because at one time we were a leader, you know. And I think that there's a lot of different reasons why that may not be. Most of the other states that have legalized, another thing we learned last night was that it's been done by referendum. It's never been done through a legislature before, which is much more difficult, obviously, because even in a state where you've got Democratic Party control, you've got different factions within that majority. And so it's more difficult through the legislature. But
so how do you see that happening in Hawaii?
I think, generally speaking, again, that we have to get out in front and be the party of bold ideas once again. You know, we led the nation in women's reproductive choice and health care. And I think by having these conversations, by talking about this, even given the fact that we call ourselves a big tent party, recognizing that different ideologies within the party have risen to meet the times.
I mean, we've had such an issue
points in time
with just getting dispensaries out there and still having a lot of people who need to have cannabis to be able to to function or at least mitigate their pain as they may be, making a transition to whatever comes next. That's been such a problematic issue.
Mm-hmm. That's why, again, I think it's important for us to hold these types of discussions, to put elected officials in touch with their constituents and the membership of the party in general, experts in the field, be it in policy or in what are happening in other states and municipalities, so that we can continue the discussion and make sure that we're all sort of moving in the same direction. The fact, I think, that we're talking about legalization now, you know, 10 years ago, I don't know that we'd be having this discussion whatsoever. You may not find it outside of like a normal promo or something, things that I used to play on the air. But it shows that we're progressing slowly, but we've got a lot of work to do.
All right. Well, we're going to see how that work begins to show itself. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Bethany.
Good to talk to you. Tim Vandeveer is the chair of the Democratic Party of Hawaii.